The suspected murder-suicide in North Cork this week, which resulted in the deaths of Tadhg O'Sullivan and his two sons, Mark and Dermot, generates the lead story in six of today's papers. Under the headline, Legal Letters Reveal Tragic Family Divide, the Irish Independent reports that letters related to an inheritance dispute in the family are believed to have been recovered at the farmhouse. The Irish Times reports on its front page, meanwhile, on other documents found on the farm, which are also being examined as part of the investigation. The Times and Irish Examiner are the only papers in the Republic which are leading today with stories other than the O'Sullivan family tragedy. The Times leads with the line that new contact tracing recruits were told to bring their own laptops to work because HSE laptops are not yet available. A spokeswoman for the HSE is quoted in today's paper, however, saying that the new recruits will not be accessing the COVID care tracker system until they are in possession of a work laptop. For its lead story, the Examiner reports that although breast screening services resumed yesterday, it could take 3 years to screen the 155,000 women currently awaiting mammograms due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The impact which the pandemic is having on nurses in Northern Ireland, meanwhile, generates the lead story in today's Irish News. And for its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that a deadly bug has prevented the opening of a new ICU at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast. Elsewhere on the front pages, writing in the Times, Kitty Holland reports that amongst a set of sweeping reforms to the way victims are treated by the criminal justice system to be unveiled today would be a new measure to allow rape victims being subjected to questioning about their past sexual history to be legally represented at trial. Back in the front of the Examiner, it's reported that a Cork company called DeepVerge is testing a device for a COVID-19 breath test. The picture on the front of today's Examiner, meanwhile, is of Cronan O'Divlin, Head of Research Collections at UCC, turning the pages on the Book of Lismore, which has just been donated to its county of origin by the Cavendish family in the UK, almost five centuries after it was first created. Elsewhere this morning, most of today's papers report on the trial of Cork couple, former solicitors Keith Flynn and Lindsay Clark, who previously pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud, who the court heard yesterday used 60 fake identities to defraud banks out of €395,000. The Times reports that Gardaí investigating alleged corrupt practices at the Kildare and Wicklow Education Training Board have made a third arrest as part of an ongoing criminal investigation. Four Irish patients with the most severe form of coronary disease have been successfully treated with a new generation of stents at University Hospital Galway. That's in the Independent. And finally, there's a piece in today's Times about a survey conducted by Sport Ireland, which has found that there's been an increase in the number of people out walking since the beginning of the pandemic, from 65% to 78% nationally. The increase was most notable in Leinster, where the number of walkers jumped from 68% to 82%. Trinity College professor Shane O'Mara, who specialises in experimental brain research, tells Brian Hutton that walking produces molecules which diffuse all around the body, building resilience in the brain and body. Although walking might not be a panacea for all our woes and ailments, he says, it can be for a fair few of them.
Walk on. Fiona Kelly, it's 11 minutes past 8.